I'm lighting on my feet.
Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1 and streaming all over the world at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Jason Matheson along with Alexis Thompson, Don McClain, and Kenny on this Tuesday, September 15th, 2020.
You okay over there?
No, I'm not, actually. I have been running. Okay, this is one of those full pulling back the curtain moments. I am out of breath because for the past two commercial breaks, I'm just calling out my coworker, and I do not know who it is. But I have tried to use the restroom through two different commercial breaks, and there is someone literally, I think, reading Thornbirds or something. We have one
There's
accessible
just
one stall, one restroom within accessibility to within reach of me. And this person, obviously a guy, has been in there, and I'm not kidding. He's either filling out his 2021 taxes, or he's he's reading the Thornbirds, or working on like an emergency plan or something.
But Rubik's this time, cube.
So literally, I ran in there. I ran in there in that commercial break. So then and then he was still in there. So then I ran back here in time for the top of our dirt alert. Yeah. And then the moment Dawn goes, and that's the dirt, as soon as I laughed, I ran down the hallway to look one more time to try to go in that top of the song, the Taylor Swift right there. And I went and I opened up the door. He's still in there. And I went, God, and I started cussing and I ran back down the hallway. And now here I am.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, get out of there, dude.
I know. Oh, my goodness. I feel like, you know that girl in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory who blows up like a blueberry?
Yes.
I feel like her. I feel I'm going to float away. So, anyway.
Did you get a bucket or a 2-liter bottle or something?
I'm moments. I have my Talk 107.1, my Talk 107.1 coffee thing. I'm getting ready to.
You should just go right now, and we can talk about something.
No.
Alexis
Good. Yeah. I'm good until I can do it. And then I look, and then I cracked up because Lex. I know we've all done this. Then I look. Dawn sends us an email, my talkers, of when we have to do live commercials.
Oh, that's right.
And sometimes you luck out, and if you have to tinkle, you don't have a commercial in that break that you need the tinklins. So I look at Dawn's email and I'm like, please don't let me have an ad at 8:12. Please don't let me have an ad at 8:12. And I look, I have an ad at 8:12.
Oh, of course.
So, oh God. So I have guy reading. I have the universe is stacked against me with my tinklins because I have the guy reading North and South, or, you know, something, a Jackie Collins novel. And then I have a commercial and So
when you made that noise, just,
I cussed actually when I opened the door and I still saw his legs. I went, son of a,
Do you think he gets it? Oh, okay,
yes.
Good. I'm surprised you didn't do that like the second or third time.
So now you've opened the door three times.
Three times. And I've opened and immediately left. So it's like, okay, dude, I know by this time you've been in there for so long. It's like, come on. What more can you be doing?
I know. I tried, unless it's my own bathroom, I try to get in and out, do my business, and done.
Yeah, I have a question.
Now, at home, it's different. Yeah. I take my sweet time, you know.
Yeah, kidding.
Really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Is there a...
he's crying. Oh, I'm going to stay in here longer.
Let on, he'll deal with it.
Yeah.
Yes, Kitty?
Is there a sink in the bathroom? If there is, use it.
Oh, I almost bridesmaids.
Yeah.
Like, let me tell you, I almost, I Melissa McCarthy'd almost that. I was like, okay. Because there is, I don't know if you've ever been in our building, Kenny, but Dawn and Alexis, you know this. There is another restroom. The problem is I'm at one total end of the building. Like my radio studio, our building is like a train. Ours is more long than high. I am at one end of the train, almost literally. I'm at the farthest end of one side. The other restroom is by the TV studios, which is
so far away, and you have to scan your badge too.
I have to scan it twice, and then I got to run through the newsroom, and yeah.
I guarantee that person came down there because they're like, I got to do some business, and this is like a private bathroom down here where nobody will know.
Walls,
little does he know, he's taking away your only place for relief.
Little does he know, I'm a blueberry. A giant blueberry. What's her name? What's that girl's name? Hold on a minute. What is her from? Hold on a minute. A blueberry. Isn't it a rhyming name? Okay.
All I can think of is Augustus Gloob, and that's
Blueberry Girl Willy Wonka. God, I love Google. Denise Nickerson.
that's the actress.
It's Violet.
Violet Beauregard.
That's it. Yep.
Listen to me. Her name is Denise Nickerson.
Doesn't ring a bell there.
and sad. She just died a couple years ago. The woman. But anyway, hashtag sad. Violet Beauregard is who I feel like. Yeah, that's kind of how I feel right now. But anyway, very funny. Coming up on 8:11.
Go in the female doctor. No, go in the female bathroom next time.
Because
there's multiple stalls in there. I think there's three.
There's three. And also, Alex Kendall would get the biggest kick out of that. I would be like, Kendall, I'm in here, girl. I'm in here. Or Dawn Stevens would laugh her butt off if I was. Yeah,
yes.
It'd be stories forever.
We don't mind. We get it.
No, it's fine. And there's five more minutes. I'm good. Because I want to hear, Lex, did you watch Paris Hilton's documentary?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did?
Yep. And it was just released a couple days ago, yesterday, actually. It's called This is Paris. It's free on YouTube. So it's one of their original content films, and you can see it there. Wow. I didn't know a lot about this with Paris. You just think of her as kind of the ditzy baby voice, influencer, fashionista, little dogs and bags, you know, glitzy, airhead. That's hot. Yeah, that's what you always think, right? But there's a whole nother side that she's exposing, and she knows in that moment too, you know, she's in on the joke because she's also realizing, I created this character, and I had to live with this mask on for so many years now because it makes her a lot of money.
Yeah, sure.
But she's also exposing something happened to her when she was a teenager. So she had some issues. You know, she went to raves, and then her parents sent her to these alternative schools. She went to a few of them. She ran away a few times. And finally, she ended up spending 11 months at a school in Provo, Utah, that put her in solitary confinement, beat her up.
Oh, my God.
Other girls were in straitjackets in solitary with her. They would scream all night. They medicated them. And she first starts out with a nightmare that she has. She describes it. And then it turns out later on, I don't want to give too much away, but that actually really happened to her.
Lex, I have that audio I pulled for you, sweetie. I have the portion of CBS Sunday Morning for you to back you up.
Oh, wonderful.
The portion of about she talks about the school. So should
okay,
I play that?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
Here, this is
a good
Tracy
taste of
Smith.
What she went through.
Young people with mental and behavioral challenges.
There's no getting out of there.
But in her film, This is Paris, she describes the place as more of a prison camp with solitary confinement and physical abuse.
So they made an example of you. And they would choke you?
No.
And hit you?
Yes. And it's so weird to think now, because I buried this for so long with my emotions. So now to think about it, what happened, it's so weird for me to even be like, how is this really real?
We reached out to Provo Canyon. In a statement, they said, in part, that Provo Canyon School was sold by its previous ownership in August 2000, and they therefore cannot comment on the operations or patient experience prior to this time.
A little bit of Paris Hilton on CBS Sunday Morning.
She also, at the very end, she reunites with some of her classmates in the school. And if you're seeing this hashtag breaking code silence, it brings attention to abuse in what they call these boarding schools that parents send their children, their problem children, to, is essentially what it is. Mm-hmm. And they're just opening the doors about what happened to them. And you see how that experience has shaped her entire life. Even questions of becoming a mother, in her relationships, she always chooses abusive partners. Mm. Her parents, she talks to them, her mom, about the experience, because she wasn't really forthcoming with the abuse that happened there. She was just so grateful to get out and to make her own way. So to see her mom kind of realize, whoa, that happened, she was really concerned with their image, their reputation. And also just the constant need for stuff, for love and affection that she gets from fans. That was another thing where I thought, whoa, it's hard for her to trust friends and even family. She's like, I don't trust anybody anymore.
Does she crave it, Lex? Is it like does she crave the attention?
Absolutely. Yeah. But at the same time, she's feeling guilt about being the original influencer. So she's saying, you know, I've spurred this whole thing that everyone, you know, we're taking selfies. I mean, really, we can go back to, she was doing that before anyone,
that
really.
That is so true. The self-obsession and the, look at me thing.
Yeah, and she always has her phone in her hand, and she goes into, because, you know, it tracks how many hours you spend. She's like, these are years of my life that I've spent. But at the same time, she can't help herself. She's still sharing things, and she's like, I wanted to make $100 million. Now I want to be a billionaire, and I just keep working for that and that and that. So she has insomnia. Now, the film itself is about 45 minutes too long, okay? So I'm just going to give you that warning. In the beginning, it's just like, okay, We get it. But in general, it was fascinating just to see what she went through and just how that's still present in her life. You see this relationship with Alex. He's, the guy that she's been most recently connected to. And they start fighting. So you just, as she's experiencing one of the biggest events in her DJ career, because she gets paid $1 million to DJ an event. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
She's one of the hottest DJs. Yes.
Yeah, I've heard that.
So as she's getting ready for that, and she's like, cut his bracelets off. And you're like, whoa, okay. Wow. That's stressful, right? Minutes before she goes on stage.
It adds a new dimension to her, to someone that we thought sometimes was a caricature and one dimensional.
Yeah. And she fully admits that. She's like, look, I'm in on the joke. I'm ready for you to see the real Paris. I mean, it's genius when you think about it.
Oh, absolutely.
To partner with YouTube and to reinvent yourself.
Yep.
She's probably sick of it. That baby talk is...
it's exhausting. Mm. It's called This Is Paris, everyone. YouTube, Lex, you said?
Yep, on YouTube, and it's free.
Perfect. 8:17, Elizabeth Reese is coming up next with the Dirt Alert.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Come back, everyone. Jason and Alexis in the morning. It's time to get caught up with all the news of the day and the Dirt Alert with Elizabeth Reese. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Well, good morning, friends.
Good morning.
Happy Tuesday. Morning. Nice to be with you. Okay, I like that Chris Evans is having some fun with his internet mistake.
Yes.
And so what he did was he tweeted out, now that I have your attention, and then some funny emojis, and then in all caps, vote November 3rd. So, of course, he accidentally made public a photo of his nether regions when he posted he posted a screenshot of his camera roll. So what happened is if you enlarged the photo, you would see what had enlarged.
You didn't need to, but yeah.
And so it was quickly deleted. His brother was having fun with him with it. A lot of other celebrities were funny, you know, because it was his mistake. It's not like somebody hacked into his phone and did this without his permission.
Nope. There is his
I know.
For all the world to see.
Yeah, for all the world to see. But then he did. There
it is. I was waiting for that, geez.
Thank you, Lex.
He turned it into a bid to boost voter turnout. So we remind you as well, make sure that you vote.
Yep. Yes. All the young people, you can make a huge difference.
I know. So. It feels so good to vote, too. You forget how great it feels once you vote. And then, although I'm going to do the mail-in thing, so I'm not going to get the sticker But that's okay. I feel okay about it, guys.
Me too. I'm going to do it as well. Yeah. It'll be my first time doing this.
I've absentee balloted before because when I, you know, like when I was in college, I couldn't come home to vote, but my voting registration was in Minnesota, but I was living in Madison for school. And so then you just, and I don't think my parents have gone to the polls in probably 20 years. They always absentee ballot because they just like to have it done. And then my dad likes to have it at home and be able to look at it and have it not like, you know, he'd study. Like, who is this judge in this district? Running unopposed. Am I sure I want to give her my vote?
Oh,
that's so good. That's what happens. It's very important. Those local races are arguably even more important than the big ones. Many would say.
They're not as sexy, but they're important.
No, that's absolutely true. That's who's making all of the policies and the procedures and things that happen right here at home. So those are a big deal. Let's talk about Cassie Randolph, who was on The Bachelor and won Colton Underwood's season of The Bachelor. Well, now she's been granted a restraining order against him.
This is getting messy.
Very messy. Yes. So she filed these documents on September 11th, claiming that she has been harassed since their breakup. Now that restraining order has been granted and he has to stay 100 yards away from her, her car and her workplace at all times. He cannot have any contact either directly or indirectly in any way with his ex. And that order is in place until October 6th when these two are expected to appear at a court hearing. So she says that since she and Colton split in April, he's been stalking and harassing her and has sent her unsettling text messages, repeatedly calling her, and placed a tracking device on her vehicle. And that was probably, that's probably, you know, I'm not an attorney. I just play one on the radio. That was probably what did it for the restraining order, because text messages and calls are one thing. But when you're tracking her car,
and accusing her of seeing her ex-boyfriend. It's just classic behavior when it comes to this type of guy. I'll just put it that way.
It's a very
I've had
strange.
Somebody in my life like this, unfortunately, and it's just all of the things that I saw
listed.
I'm like, oh my gosh, he did that. Yeah, he did. They become obsessed with
like who you're seeing and where you're going.
And definitely followed me everywhere. I mean, he happened to be a private investigator as well, so he knew how to stalk people for a living.
Oh my gosh, that's a red flag.
My house and just like all kinds of stuff. Really, really scary stuff. So
boy,
would have thought Colton wasn't he the virgin?
He's
who
the
was
virgin.
Like,
I know.
Who played football and like pet puppies and stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah, they can be professional people and just you just don't know.
But he got super obsessed with her. I mean, remember he ended up he broke up with Tayshia, saying he was in love with Cassie, and then jumped the fence to find her because Cassie left because she wasn't ready for the relationship.
Did you read somewhere something about him, like, at 2 in the morning outside of her parents' house as well?
I didn't read that, but that wouldn't surprise me. But he did use alias phone numbers to keep tabs on her anonymously and repeatedly sent lengthy messages to Cassie's closest friends. So there was a lot, and some of their text messages were made public in this court filing. I think we're going to see more of that. You see a Bachelorette trailer, Claire Crawley, not holding anything back, saying that she's falling in love. We all know that Claire is the Bachelorette until she falls in love and calls off the whole thing. And then they bring in Colton's ex, who I just mentioned, Tayshia, to become the next Bachelorette. And we're going to get to start to see that here soon because I think it's October 13th. I was right. I have it starred on my calendar.
The preview, the very end of it, Chris Harrison goes, "Congratulations, you broke The Bachelor."
Oh my god!
I'm not kidding. It's
what about
so
the most dramatic season? Boy,
I mean, he has like that in there. He has the best, easiest job in television.
Totally.
Yes, I mean, really. Some you can say like, "Oh, they work really hard." That is not the case for Chris Harrison. I'm just going to tell you right now. He has a trailer where he naps, and then they come and get him when it's time for him to say, "Colton, this is your final rose tonight."
Yeah, like we don't know. We see it.
It's unbelievable on how much money he makes.
Yeah.
Jason, we are working way too hard. Yeah. Outrageous.
Yep. But we love it. Yes. I'm honored.
Thanks, friends.
Elizabeth will work very hard today at 3 on Twin Cities Live. When we come back, you love it, I love it, you love it, we love it. Scream pop culture trivia with Alexis Thompson next. Jason and Alexis in the morning on my Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything dominoes. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to please activate us on all of your home devices, like your Google Home or your Amazon Echo. Take us anywhere you want to go.
Oh, yeah.
Burger King, the vet.
The single stall in that men's bathroom. Oh,
yeah, how'd that go, Jace? Was he in there when you went?
No, but it was so funny. The very nice security guard. So I got done with my commercial there about 10, 15 minutes ago. And I race down, and down the hallway, I see the security guard, who's a gentleman, going for the bathroom. And I'm like, no, 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 please don't take the stall. Please don't, because I'm going to have to just knock you over. Like, I'm going to have to just, like I'm shopping at Filene's basement. You know, I'm just going to have to.
Oh, yeah.
Luckily, he did not. No, luckily, he did not. So I was able to do it. And, yeah, it was all good. But my goodness, that other gentleman was in there for a very long time. So. When there's only one stall, guys, can you just, you know, do your business and quickly leave? Thank you. And God bless America.
Yes.
It is time for one of our favorite things. We call it Scream Pop Culture Trivia. This is how it works. Alexis has a collection of pop culture trivia questions. Dawn, Kenny, and I will just scream out as quickly as we can whatever answer comes to our mind. Sometimes these answers will make sense. More often than not, they will make zero sense,
right,
especially coming from Kenny. Are you ready, Lex?
I am ready. If you guys are ready, I'm ready.
We are ready.
All right. We were just talking about Paris Hilton. Mm-hmm. She has a new documentary on YouTube. What's her tagline?
That's hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
Yeah. Now, for many, Paris is known for having a sex tape. What other stars have a sex tape that went public?
Kim Kardashian.
B. Arthur.
Oh.
The woman from Baywatch and Tommy Lee.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Pamela Anderson. Boy, Kenny, you're really, well, just go ahead.
Rob Lowe.
Yep.
Pam Grier.
I can't think of any.
Probably don't remember that one.
Pam Grier.
She had one?
That was the original sex tape. Yep.
Okay.
Wilford Brimley.
Is that all you got?
Yeah.
Brad Pitt, didn't he have one too?
Oh.
No.
No.
I don't think so. I wish.
Oh, okay. Never mind. All right, here we go. Drew Barrymore. Her talk show premiered yesterday. What's the name of her production company?
Puke in a Bucket.
Drew's Bits.
Reese's Pieces Productions.
Oh, that's a cute little name, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, Flower Films is her production company.
Oh, yeah.
Megan Fox starred in Transformers with Shia LaBeouf. What are the names of the Transformers?
Decepticons and Autobots.
Yep.
Harrison Ford, Christopher Reeve.
Decepticons are the only ones that I can think of right now.
Jim Dandy. And Wild Bill Hickok.
Great.
That's Bonanza
Nailed
characters.
It.
That's Bonanza characters, Kenny.
Oh, I love it. The original Law & Order celebrates 30 years. How many spinoffs does the show have?
Seven.
18.
12.
Eight.
Ooh, close.
Now, can you name them?
No.
SVU.
Law and Disorder. Lawless
SVU.
Order.
Crime.
Lucy
and
Lawless. Xena. Princess Warrior.
Love is the Law.
Quinn,
Love is the
Dr.
Law
Quinn
by the
Medicine
Suburbs.
Woman. CSI.
Bloomington.
Oh.
Bloomington.
Well.
Oh, LA. UK is one.
Okay.
Criminal Intent, Trial by Jury, True Crimes. Oh, the newest one with Christopher Maloney, who is, of course, Stabler. It's called Organized Crime.
Oh.
There's also video games and a movie.
Of course, he's Stabler. Of course. We knew that, of course.
Mm-hmm. Which stars have announced an upcoming Christmas album?
All of them.
Oh, which star?
Donnie Marie.
Jessica Simpson.
Andy.
Oh,
what was
Jennifer
his name?
Lopez.
Ariana Grande. Christina Milian.
Glenn Miller.
Five.
Jane Seymour.
Menudo.
Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton. Ding, ding. Woo! Yes. Yes, he got one.
If we keep listing, we'd eventually get one.
Start naming some stars. Carrie Underwood and Meghan Trainor.
Okay.
Some upcoming Christmas albums. Let's see. Keeping Up with the Kardashians is ending after 20 seasons. Can you name the Kardashian crew?
Yes. Khloe, Kourtney, Kim, Kendall, Kylie, Kris Jenner.
What's Bruce now?
Is that all of them?
Caitlin. You guys got it. Yep.
We have them all. Okay.
Which one has now admitted to being a stoner?
Oh, gosh.
All of them.
Kourtney.
Fred.
Kylie. Kris Jenner!
Wow, done.
Kendall.
Kendall
says she's a stoner.
Okay.
Okay. The Masked Singer, season 4, debuts soon. There's a duo.
Double-headed owls. Snow owls.
Ding, ding, Dawn. Yes. Oh,
can you please let her finish the question, please?
I missed the question and the answer. What, are you guys talking your own language here? Come on, give the rest of us a chance.
There's going to be snow owls, two of them, in Masked Singer this upcoming season, Kimmy. Pope Francis recently said that these two things are divine pleasures sent from God.
Pizza chocolate and spaghetti.
And chocolate wings. And wine.
Pull sex, tabs at my mother-in-law.
Sex!
Okay. And eating.
Oh.
Oh, well, I'll agree.
Thank you, Pope Francis. He's the coolest pope ever.
And it's really good when you can do both at the same time.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Little 9.5 weeks going on? Okay, maybe not.
Ew, all right. Kenny. Kenny.
Just get busy down there.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
I'm just going to move on.
Speaking of getting busy, which Stranger Things star just got married in Vegas?
David! He was on my show. David! David Cassidy!
David Duke!
David
Archuleta.
No.
Oh man, is Archuleta married?
Huh. No, he's no.
Dave Grohl.
David. No, don't say it, Alexis. David.
I know
Harbor.
You're so close. There is ding ding.
Harbor. As in, let's go boating in the harbor.
Oh my God, yep. I knew that. Lily Allen. Yes,
with Lily Allen, you got it.
Okay.
Which housewife is leaving the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Denise Davis. Richards.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Mel Gibson is playing Santa in what upcoming film?
Fat Santa.
Close, Don.
Fat Man.
Ding, ding. Fat Man.
I'm a horrible person. I almost said something else, but I like my job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber just got a giant neck tattoo. What is it?
A crow.
Cobra.
Pot leaf.
Actually, the pot leaf is the closest answer.
A crow eating a cobra with a joint.
It's a cobra with a mongoose.
Yeah.
Mortal enemies.
It's a long stem rose.
Oh, okay. God.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so that tattoo makes how many tattoos on Justin Biebs?
12. 18.
27.
More than double that, Jace.
How about 48?
He has 60 tattoos, guys.
Well, he's got an issue. He's got problems.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to intervene. He needs an intervention.
That's all right. Just keep paying that artist.
That's
right.
That's true. Mm-hmm. It's art. Which star just made his live porn debut?
Mel
Gibson.
Oh, God. The kid, Aaron Carter.
Ding, ding.
Woo!
Yes, he did.
Yes.
Yeah.
He has a
site.
Yeah.
Who da?
The paid.
He's Nick Carter's brother, troubled brother.
Yeah. Very troubled.
Oh, that's not happy news.
He was a pop singer for a while.
Yeah, he wanted to, what is it, dunk like Shaq?
And now he's
he's Dunkin' Donuts.
Something else. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Does he Is he well prepped for the role? I mean,
we don't know. We didn't go on OnlyFans or Cam Soda tools? Or whatever it's called.
Fine, I'll look today for the show.
Okay,
one for the team. That's the one I couldn't bear. I just thought,
I'll take one for the team. Yeah,
just because we know he's had drug problems, and you're like, oh, is he doing this to support his drug habit? Oh,
yeah, I just feel bad for him. We have time for one more.
Not great news for Dr. Dre. His estranged wife, Nicole Young, is seeking how much money per month for spousal support?
$2.1 million.
$2 million per month.
Yeah.
Plus, she wants him to pay for the legal fees, which is $5 million.
Oh, my. Well, I mean,
$2 million a month?
Mm-hmm. A month.
That's what it costs her to live?
I guess so. To keep that lifestyle up.
It's ridiculous. Imagine?
Okay,
that's a lot of that's a lot of money to burn through for a month.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, you guys.
Thank you. 8:42. We're gonna take a break, everyone. We'll be back right after these words. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 107.1. Everything entertainment, everything rain on. Me. I'm Jace with Lex.
Slide delay from Kenny.
Yeah, I love it. That's perfect. It is Tuesday, September 15th. Wrapping things up today. Thanks so much for being here, hanging with us, making us a part of your morning. Ooh, my goodness. I this was totally on accident. I was flipping through the Facebook and saw a GMA post, because I follow them, about the Dancing with the Stars, which we talked about in our 7 o'clock hour. The big premiere was last night with the new host, Tyra Banks. And I was just curious, so I clicked on for 2 seconds on the comments.
Mm.
Ooh, child.
Oh, no.
Ooh, some of the tweets last night were brutal, too.
Did you
just
see them, Lex?
Hoping to vote her off first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you saw them, Lex. Yeah. The Facebook GMA comments are no better.
Making it all about herself. What are you seeing there?
All of that, Lex.
Okay.
Same theme. I scrubbed quickly this post. There, I'm not joking, there wasn't a single positive comment in the entire GMA post.
Really?
About Tyra. Not a single positive post.
I wonder what that meeting's going to be like today.
Well, here's the reality. And this is, we all know this. If the ratings continue to tumble, and I will be very curious, not so much about what last night's ratings were, because there is a curiosity factor, but I will be very curious to see as this season goes on if there is a dip that continues, a huge dip. There's only so much you can blame on COVID and changing viewing patterns. I mean, you know, everyone's going through that. I don't care what media you are. The only media really doing well right now are the streaming services, if you want the honest truth. But if the ratings keep going down, there is going to have to be a very hard conversation in ABC. Do you just pull the plug? Is it time for this show to be over?
Ooh, and we've talked about that.
Yeah.
Regardless of who the host is.
If I were them, I would not have brought. Well, look, and they probably, their backs were against the wall. I mean, they're running out of programming just because of COVID and the production complications that it has caused.
Yeah.
But if I were them, I would have used this year and next year as a reason to put it on ice for a couple years.
Even with the pandemic, Jace, huh?
Yeah, I would have.
Craving content.
Yeah, I would have. It was, well, remember the Bobby Bones season? I mean, it really ruined, I mean, that season.
Oh, that was a turd.
It ruined the show, and no matter if you love Bobby or not, and I think there is an unjust amount of blame put on him, I think it was really the voting structure, and there's a whole bunch of things in play. However, you're coming off that disastrous season. I would have put this show, if it meant that much to you, ABC, I would have put this show on ice. For this season and next season, garnered some stars, some big names, and come back with a bang. Let people miss it for a little while. But you brought it back. You brought it back with a host who's not so far bringing it. and who already, I'm just going to be blunt. We said this earlier. Why did ABC think it would be any different? She's really good on Top Model, and she's really good as an actress. She just did this gig with America's Got Talent, and it didn't go well. It didn't go well. So I don't know why, ABC, you thought it would be any different, that the story was going to end any differently with her hosting Dancing with the Stars, replacing a beloved broadcaster.
Oh, the heart, you know, of the show.
Yeah. So, you know, and I got to tell you, too, I saw an article. I don't know. It wasn't on EW. It was interesting. It was like, look, rightfully so. I want to be very clear. Rightfully so. Up and down, there are rightful calls for diversity. But also, I will tell you, if I was Bergeron, you could make a claim that it was an ageist firing. Sure. You know, that they got rid of him because he's older. And I saw that. I was like, that's an interesting conversation to have. I don't know if that's the case, but
wasn't he extremely outspoken about a couple of changes with the show last year he didn't like?
Yeah, he didn't like spicy.
Oh, right. And I think that kind of opened. I just don't think that you can really get away with that.
Yeah, not anymore. Well, so, but his point is. Go ahead. I'm sorry, sweetheart. No, please.
No, go ahead. I was going to say something different.
Well, I think we'd all agree with his stance, which was he didn't want politics involved in a show that should be apolitical. Yeah. You know, and I think a lot of us could agree with that.
I think after he did that, they were looking for reasons to get him out the door, because then he was outspoken about other things, and you're like, uh-oh, you're really pushing the waters here, talking about your employer that way. You know, maybe one time you can get away with it, but... Yeah, I really do think it would have helped if they had a second person. She's trying to do it all on her own, and she needed somebody to converse with. It's just too hard to play off with. Yeah, I think that would have helped a lot, and maybe they'll introduce that next season.
She tried to do it with the judges, but that also just...
Fell flat.
Like a
2x4.
God, I bet they just went home and were like, no, get us out of this hell.
You know what, though? At the same time... Yes, she didn't do the best job. Hopefully she'll get better. The show was fun to watch. There were some definite train wrecks, but it was fun just to see the dancing and see them move around. Johnny Weir, I thought, did great.
AJ McClain, amazing.
He did great too.
Yeah, he did.
You know, and to see the professionals, you know, do their thing. It was fun to have something like that to watch, and I think that if I was ABC, I'd make the same choice to bring it back, just for that alone. Now, there's some missteps, you know, with Tyra and some of the, you know, it's not about you, and trying really hard, even though, and awkward moments, but I'm hoping it will get better, because it was really fun. It was a good little respite.
I'm hoping so too. I'm a little less hopeful. I think it's done. I really do. But you know what? The old try. I'm gonna keep watching, because we need content. That's gonna do it for us. Go out there and be yourself, because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong, right, Lex?
We do. We need dancing in our lives. Oh, you be you. Have a great day, everyone. We love you, and we'll talk tomorrow. Bye, friends.